Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So good to see all of you here with us this morning. Yes, the Lord our God in the midst of thee, he is mighty, and we are the church. Hallelujah. It all goes together. Amen. Amen. On this beautiful first Sunday in March. Hallelujah. And so we just thank and praise the Lord. Pastor Mom is sitting here with smiles on her face. Hallelujah. Happy that her baby boy is here with us this morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mark is here with us. Glory to God. Amen. And then we look on the line. We happy all of y'all here. And we're just a little extra happy we see our nephew, Lenny Jr., with us this morning. It's so good to see all of you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom is going to open us up in a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth
as
it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
As we
forgive our
those
who trespass against us.
And lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God she's doing so much better. She went through a little something this week, and God has just brought her out of it.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to our scriptures this morning. We're going to go to Psalm 100 and read Psalm 100 this morning. We're in the King James Version. We encourage you to read along with us. We can't hear you, but God can hear you. Amen. So we encourage you to read the scripture with us this morning, Psalm 100, King James Version. And then we're going to go on to Psalm 34. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Okay, let's read Psalm 100. And we're going to read the entire Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is continually be in my mouth. Soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. And those of you who have been with us know that the Lord has given us a challenge and a charge to learn more about who he is from A to Z and from Genesis to Revelation. So we have been collecting names of God, his names, his attributes, his nature, so that we can learn more about him. And so that's a charge for you. If you've not done that yet, get to it. Amen, because it will bless you so much to learn more about our Lord and our Savior, who he is, his nature, his attributes, because it's going to come a time, and I know a lot of people are wondering right now what's going on in Ukraine, little babies being killed and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, Lord, what's up with you? Where are you? Where are you at? How you cause this to happen or allow it to happen, then we need to know his character and his nature. Amen. And when you know his character and his nature, we have a better understanding of even how he can allow what's going on right now. And also to know that, yeah, he's in the midst of it. And he's going to allow it to go so far, but no further. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning and all this month, we're going to talk about the peace, name, his attribute, who he is, his characteristics of peace this month. And I was just so blessed by the Lord that he gave me how he wants to reveal himself the rest of the year. So he just said, write down the months of the year, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to be talking about. I love it when he does that. Amen. Amen. So today is peace. Glory to God. Peace. And we definitely need peace. Amen. Go to Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 16. Ephesians 2, 14 through 16. Now, I usually do King James, but I happen to have the NIV with me right now. So I'm going to read it in the NIV. That's Ephesians 2, 14 through 16. For he himself is our peace. I could stop right there. He himself is our peace. So if we're looking for peace anywhere else, if we're looking for peace by getting together with somebody and we're going to figure this out together, we're going to have a meeting of the mind, we're going to, just decide to do some things, we're going to decide to agree to disagree and go through all of that. No, without him, there is no true peace, and that peace will not last. And we know of things that are going on right now, like I said, in Ukraine, and people are trying to get together and figure out stuff and how we can come to peace and how we can do it. The peace is in Jesus, for he himself is our peace. He is our shalom. He is our peace. And apart from him, there won't be any peace. You know, it may be just for a moment. It may be for 10 or 15 years. But it's going to break out again unless the peace is in him. Hallelujah. And, you know, those of you who know me know that the Lord gave me a song, and it said, my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And I've added another verse. My peace has a name. His name is Jesus. My peace has a name, yeah. In the name of the Lord, I say my peace has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is my peace. Amen. Amen. Well, I didn't mean to sing that song this morning, but I'm led by the Holy Ghost. I do have a peace song for you this morning by Clint Brown. Praise God. As I get ready to say, have this on, you know, today is tag team preaching. Praise God. So those who are ready, I see Minister Joy already pressed her number one key. You go, girl. And so get ready for your tag team preaching. You have 5 minutes, and then hallelujah. And we're going to have communion first. Amen. So, and I see the rest of you pressure number one key all right now. Hallelujah. I love it when y'all ready like this. It's God. Okay. Peace by Clint Brown. Amen.
I was just a little boy. We used to sing a song in church that always, in the midst of any kind of trials or any kind of storm, always seemed to bring the presence of the Lord. And that's what this night is about. It's about being in his presence. And it went like this. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, come in. From the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever. I pray. of love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can find that on YouTube. His name is Clint Brown. And the name of that song is Peace. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to listen to a song like that and let the Lord take you up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for his peace. Hallelujah. He himself is our peace. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go on to our declarations this morning. Praise God. We declaring and decreeing some things. Amen. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. Here's another charge the Lord has given to us, is to declare into the atmosphere. We need to declare and decree. And hey, we've been doing it too. And I know I've seen some things be established, and I know you have too. You've seen some light shine where there was some darkness before. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to keep doing it. Praise God. Amen. Because it does a lot. It establishes, it brings light. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And we know that the word of God says that if even one little piece of his word, a jot or a tittle of his word didn't come to pass, the whole earth, the whole universe, everything will fall apart. Well, hey, we're still here. So the word of God stands forever. Amen. So let's be fully engaged and repeat these declarations after me.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1:3. Let's keep going. Amen. Repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease
to
come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body
dies
instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue
of
my body
function
in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid
any
malfunction in my body
in
the name of Jesus.
Ooh,
that's so powerful. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. I believe somebody got a release in their body this morning as they were saying it. Hallelujah. I believe some pain just stopped in your body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some organs started to line up in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then let's repeat one more. Repeat after me. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends
all
understanding.
Guards
my heart.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true.
Noble.
Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
Amen. 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 That's from Philippians 4. versus hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God for being able to declare and decree this morning, and that as we open up our mouth and speak, it's just like he opened up his mouth and said, let there be light. And light is still happening today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to have our communion this morning. And so if you don't have your communion elements, this is the time to get them. If you have some bread or crackers, you have some juice, that would be fine. If you don't have that, get yourself some water. You know, Jesus turned the water into wine. So get that and, you know, hallelujah, and get ready. We're going to hear, this is a new communion song for us this morning. There she is. Amen. CC Winans. Amen. And she's singing, the blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah.
The blood that
from the word. Pastor Mom's going to get us started, and we're reading from 1 Corinthians. We're in the King James Version, 1 Corinthians 11, and Pastor Mom's going to get us started on verse 23. Pastor Mom?
Okay. For I have received.
Okay. We lift up these eyes this morning in the name of Jesus. Just relax, okay?
Okay.
Amen. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of this bread and drink of this cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray over our communion as we get ready to take communion. So hopefully you have your communion elements out, your bread. First we'll take the bread, and then we'll have the juice. Amen. But we're going to pray first. Lord, thank you and praise you for another time to come together in remembrance of you, Lord God. This is a wonderful, beautiful, sacred time together with you, so we can remember all that you have done for us on the cross, in your finished work on the cross, Lord God. And we thank you as we remember all that you've done for us. And Jesus, we'll never forget all you've done for us. We keep it in the forefront of our mind and our remembrance. And Lord, so right now as we come into communion with you, we judge ourselves. We look at ourselves. We're not asking anybody else to judge us. You said judge yourself. So we're looking at ourselves. Lord God, we know that there are things that we did we shouldn't have done, things that we said we should not have said those things, even the things that we thought we shouldn't have thought them, Lord God, our intentions, our motives, our emotions, Lord God. We lift them all up to you, and we ask for forgiveness for wherever we missed the mark at, Lord God, because each and every one of us has missed the mark in some way with you. And Lord God, we confess our sins right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we stand on your word. You said that if we would confess, if we would confess our sins, that you're the faithful and the just one. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us all unrighteousness. You knew what we were going to do. You knew that we weren't going to do it all right. And so you had to be the faithful one and the just one. And you made a way so that all we have to do is ask for forgiveness, Lord God. And then not only would you forgive us, but you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you put it in your word, 1 John 1:9. And so we, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We receive your forgiveness. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come before you, Lord God. We come before you cleansed because it's only you who can do it. We can't do it by ourselves. And we thank you, Lord God, that you made a way for us. You are the way. Hallelujah. You are the way. that we can be cleansed and come before you today. And so we thank you for it, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. So we come to you by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to you by your word. We come to you by your forgiveness of our sins. Hallelujah. And we take the bread right now. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Take and eat it. Amen. Let's all eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we take the juice. Amen. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you and for me. And we thank you, Lord God. We drink it together in remembrance of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we'll never forget what you've done for us. Hallelujah. We'll never forget, Lord.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, next. Oh, and how can I forget when way down in Egypt land, how you brought me out with your mighty outstretched hand. You broke the band of sin and you set me free. Gave me joy and peace and victory.
Lord, we'll never forget what you've done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for this meal that heals in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for healing that's going through each and every one of our bodies. As we remember and never forget what you've done for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I see the Lord working in someone right now from their feet. Hallelujah. Through the crown of their head and over their heads in the name of Jesus. Touching feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Touching Pastor Mom right now in the name of Jesus. This cough and all that it stands for. Bringing healing, health, and wholeness in her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And I just see the Lord moving in somebody's feet right now, going all through their ankles in the name of Jesus, up their legs, into their knees in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Even into that chest area. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless you, Lord God, even into the head, getting rid of any kind of headaches, anything going on in the head area. Father God, we bless your name, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we come against any kind of chest pains in Jesus' mighty name and all that it stands for in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any ear, nose, and throat things that are going on, hallelujah. Anything, hallelujah, any kind of allergic reaction or anything that's trying to go on in the body, we thank you, Lord God, that as we took communion, you took care of it. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying to someone right now, just hold on to your peace. Hold your peace, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear. Hallelujah. I am your peace. Hallelujah. I myself am your peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to look to yourself to get the peace for you. I give you peace. I am your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shanda Basu Rabba Si God. Hallelujah. Holy and righteous God you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Peace, peace, wonderful peace is all over you right now. The peace of God. Hallelujah. Guarding your heart, guarding your mind. Just peace all over you, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry that once we finish with the service that peace is going to leave you. The Lord says, I'm your peace. I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So hold on to me. Hold on to this peace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I see the Lord just moving in somebody's mind right now, in your mind. Hallelujah. Your mind, your will, and your emotions, all in your soul. Hallelujah. I just see darkness just leaving your soul and light just coming into your soul. Light in terms of a bright light into your soul. Hallelujah. And the heaviness that was on your soul is lifting off of you. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank you. Thank you for your yoke. You're easy and light. We give you praise for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just take a nice deep breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go on, but he's telling me to kind of slow down. I'm slowing down. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace right now. Peace beyond all understanding. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, I got you. I got you. I got you. I got your back. I got your front. I got your side. I got your top and your bottom. I got you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. One more thing. I got your relationship and I got your finances. I got your health. Hallelujah. I got you. Amen and amen. All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to our prayer. Amen. Our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. Oh, and, you know, if you've been with us, you know that God gave this a while back. And until he tells us to stop, we're sticking with it. Amen. And I just want to remind everyone, we are in the midst of a wealth transfer. Praise God. And God is giving to us. You know, we look at this time now where prices have gone up so much. I've never seen a piece of beef cost as much as I've seen it in these days. And so as the prices go up, God is still our provider. And he wants us to hold our peace, even as the gas prices are going up. Never thought it would be like this in the United States. But, hey, God is God. And my niece said, preaching last Wednesday, she said, you know, everything we see in the news, we have to filter it against the word of God. Hallelujah. So we can't get all hot and bothered even over prices going up when the Lord said that he's our provider. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to stick and stay with God through whatever happens, whatever comes, whatever goes. We keep our eyes on him. Okay, let's get into our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of
and use them.
And use them
for your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as
to how
it is to be
dispersed.
Help me
to remember
that
all I have belongs to you
and
to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the
perfect balance
between
spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it. So
what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finances,
but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. One is through our Cash App. And our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Again, that's $ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're here in the Heritage House in St. Louis, come by and see us. We're at 2E. And so you can give at the door at 2E. If you'd like to mail it in, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray over our giving today. Those who have, some have already sent their Cash App in this morning and even before this morning. Pastor Mom and my offering is in the basket. Praise tithes and offerings in the basket. Hallelujah. So those who are sending it right now, those who are writing out your check, about to mail it in, amen, or about to bring it to 2E, we're just praying over you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the tithers, those who are giving 10%, Lord God, hallelujah, knowing that if we got $100, you're going to get $10 at least. That's the tithe. That's not even the offering over the tithe. If we make if we get $500, we're going to give you $50. Praise God. Amen. If we got $2,000, hallelujah, what's that? We're going to give you $200. Amen. Amen. Because this You gave the 2,000 to us, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for those who tithe. And your word says try you on this, test you on this, that if we would just give that 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon us that would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, hallelujah, so that our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And there will be no holes in our pocket dripping money out, and we didn't even know it was coming out. So none of that will happen to us. And then we thank you for those who are givers. You said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. And, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us, hallelujah, as you have promised us, with money and things that money cannot begin to touch. And we give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have a birthday that's coming up. I'm trying to see if she's on the line. I don't think she's on the line today, but we're going to sing happy birthday to her anyhow. She was with us last week, Sister Monica. Was with us last week here as we were in person as we were having service. And tomorrow is her birthday. Amen. I should have asked her how old she's going to be. I see her mom's on the line. Amen. But anyway, I know she's in her 20s somewhere like that. So we want to say happy birthday to you. Be blessed, Sister Monica. Hallelujah, you and your baby who's to be born within the next month. Glory to God. She looks so cute. Amen. So you look so cute, Sister Monica. Happy birthday to you. Amen. So happy birthday to you, and may the good Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, now, if your birthday's coming up, we don't know your birthday. Some birthdays we know, some we don't. You want to tell us your birthday? You don't have to tell us how old you are, but let us know your birthday, and we'll put your name on the list, too, so we can celebrate you. On the day that the Lord made you, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go on to our sermon. I see you all have just lined up. Y'all so ready. Praise God. This is our tag team preaching. There are no big eyes or little U's. Everybody, if you haven't never called in before, you can participate in this as well. Everybody has 5 minutes. Amen. Because we believe that not only do we have a word from the Lord, but you have a word from the Lord too. And we want to hear what God is saying through you as well. And we'll give you 5 minutes to be able to say that. So if you want to preach something, if you have a favorite scripture, and then you give it a topic and you can expound on that scripture for 5 minutes, you can do that. If you have a devotional that you've been reading and it has blessed you, read that devotional for us. You have 5 minutes to do that. Now, I've said this to you guys in the past. If you have a song that you want played, send it to me, and we'll have it queued up and ready. You just can't play it from your house because it won't come through the speakers good. So anyway, Sister Debbie sent us a song. So when we get to her, we'll hear her song today. So, and, you know, you can do that. You just have to do it in advance, you know, about two, three days in advance before the first of the month, Sunday of the month. And we'll play your song, and you can say something about your song as well. We just want to glorify God and give you an opportunity to do it. So I'll tell you where we are. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Anyone else, like I said, you press your number one key and you will get in the queue. And we have time for everybody who's on the line. We got 5 minutes for everybody on the line, 5 minutes for Pastor Mom, 5 minutes for Pastor Mark if the Lord leads him. We got time for you. So don't think we don't have time. We got time for you. Amen. For you to glorify God. Hallelujah. Okay. So we start with Pastor Mom. So we're going to start with her. This is who's in line now. Don't hang up. Stay and don't touch anything. And this is how it'll be. Pastor Mom. Minister Joy, Minister Carey, Minister Faye, Pastor Price, and then Minister Amber. Hallelujah. And anyone else, you press your number one key and you will be in the queue. So press your number one key, you'll be in the queue, and we'll tell you when we're going to open up your line. Okay? So, praise the Lord. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Amen. And you looking at me. You said you wanted to do Psalm 23.
Yeah,
you want to recite Psalm 23. Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. I share my home.
He's making
me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water.
He restores
my soul.
He leads me
in the path of righteousness for his namesake.
Yea,
though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that come with me.
Thou prepare
a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointed
my head with oil.
My cup
runs over.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I
dwell in the house of love.
Forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love how Pastor Mom has hid the word of God in her heart. Glory to God. And even when her eyes may have a time trying to focus on words on a piece of paper, hallelujah, she still has the word in her heart. Amen. And that's an encouragement for all of us to get the word in your heart while you're young, while your mind working good, your eyes working good. Get the word of God. Hallelujah. And one day this week, was it yesterday, a day before yesterday, I woke up real early and she was taking this new medication that's been making her sleep. And so I woke her up. And she was looking some kind of way. I said, what's my name? Well, for that moment, she couldn't say my name. So I said, Our Father. And she said, who art in heaven? I said, well, hallelujah. You all right. You all right. You may not remember my name for that second. She knows my name now. She knows it now. But, you know, she did know the word of God. Amen. So let that be for all of us. And, you know, sometimes I can just hear her in her room and she just be calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let that be so for each and every one of us. Amen. All right. We're going to open a line now for Minister Joy, who was quick on the draw, the first one to press her number one key. Amen. Hey there, Minister Joy. Good morning.
Good morning to all. Good morning to all.
And I hear you very well.
Can you
well.
Hear me? Oh,
very
great.
Well.
Great.
Okay, what's okay. the word today?
Okay, as you ministered earlier today about peace, you can't have peace without trust. So the title of the message is Only Trust. Only Trust. And today's scriptures comes from 1 Kings 17:7-16. That's 1 Kings 17:7-16. It says, so okay. there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. 1 Kings 17:15. It says 300 children were dressed and seated for breakfast, and a prayer for thanks was offered for the food. But there was no situations like this were not unusual for the orphanage director and missionary, George Mueller. Here was yet another opportunity to see how God will provide. Within minutes of Mueller's prayer, a baker who couldn't sleep the night before showed up at the door, sensing that the orphanage can use the bread. He had made an extra 3 batches. Not long afterwards, the town milkman appeared. His cart had broken down in front of the orphanage. Not wanting the milk to spoil, he offered it to the Muellers. He says it's normal to experience bouts of worry and anxiety and self-pity when we lack resources essential to our well-being, food, shelter, health, finances, and friendship. 1 Kings 17:7-16 reminds us that God's help can come through unexpected sources. Like a needy well, it says in the scripture, reading in the Message Bible, it says, eventually the brook dried up because of the drought. Then God spoke to him, get up and go to
Zarephath.
Zarephath. Okay, thank you. In Sidon, and live there. I instructed a woman who lives there, a widow, to feed you. So he got up and went to Zarephath. Came to the entrance of the village. He met a woman, a widow, gathering firewood. He asked her, please, would you bring me a little water in a jug? I need a drink. As she went to get it, he called out, and while you're at it, would you bring me something to eat? She said, I swear, surely as your God lives, I don't have so much as a biscuit. I have a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a bottle. You find me scratching together, just enough firewood to make a last meal for my son and me. After we eat it, there and I. Elijah says to her, don't worry about a thing. Go ahead and do what you said. But first, make a small biscuit for me and bring it back here. Then go ahead and make a meal from what's left for you and your son. This is the word of God of Israel. The jar of flour will not run out, and the bottle of oil will not become empty. Before God sends rain on the land and ends his drought. And she went right off and did it, just as Elijah asked. And it turned out, as he said, daily food for her and the family. The jar of the meal didn't run out, and the bottle of oil didn't become empty. God's promise fulfilled to the letter exactly as Elijah had delivered it. That's 1 Kings 17, 7 through 16. It says, okay, it says, concerns for our needs to be met can send us searching in many directions. A clear vision of God as a provider who has promised to supply our needs can be liberating. Before we seek solutions, may we be careful to seek him first. Doing so can save us time, energy, and frustration. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and your mind. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Part of trusting God is having unanswered questions. When you get answers, you don't need to trust anymore. But if you don't have answers, then you will need to trust God. He will give you all the answers to everything. But he doesn't, because he wants us to trust him. Have you ever said, there's nothing we can do but trust God? Like it's your last effort, like the widow lady. You've done everything else, and now you left with no other choice. We need to change the way we talk. We need to realize trusting God is the greatest privilege we have. What an honor to be able to say, no matter what the problem or need in our life, I can trust God. God wants to take care of you, but he doesn't start until you stop. Retire yourself and start trusting in God. I don't have all the answers, but God does. I put my trust in him. I have, it says, say this prayer. It says, Father, sharpen my vision of you as you provide for all my needs. Forgive me for times I have sought my own way without seeking you first. I trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I like that, Minister Joy. Only trust. Hallelujah. Amen. And how the baker made too much and the milk truck stopped right by the orphanage. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that we will keep trusting God, not make him the last, come to him the last after we tried everything else, but continue to trust him for everything that's going on. Thank you, Minister Joy.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being quick on the draw, being the first one besides Pastor Mom. Amen. Amen. All right, Minister Carey, and then after Minister Carey is Minister Faye. Anyone else, you can press your number one key as well now. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome. Good morning, Minister Carey.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and everyone else. The one that I'm going to give today is it's a verses on peace also, and it starts out how do we walk daily, and it says that give yourself fully to the venture of today, walk boldly along the path of life, relying your every present companion that he's walking with us. You have every reason to be confident. Because of his peace, accompany us all the days of our life from now onward to eternity. Do not give in to worry or fear, because they come to rob us. They're robbers of an abundant life. And he said, trust in me enough to face problems as they come, rather than trying to anticipate what's going to happen or what problem is going to come up today or tomorrow. And it says, fix your eyes on me, the author and the finisher of your faith, and many difficulties on the road ahead will vanish because you before you even reach them. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that I am holding you by your right hand, and nothing can separate you from my presence. So I went to Hebrews 13:5-6 says, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? Or what problem shall I face as I'm walking daily? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And Romans 15:33 says, now the God of peace be with you all. And say amen. And those are the amen. Scriptures.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just hallelujah, and I wanted to do this first. And then well, we thank you so much. We thank God for you, and I just know it has been confirmed what the Lord has placed on my heart with the pearls to ponder for the rest of the month, and because he had you to basically cover what he's told me the rest of the month. So, amen about that peace. How do we walk daily? Amen. Relying on our companion, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, even through eternity. Hallelujah. For I think it's the fourth Sunday, he wanted me to talk about everlasting peace. Hallelujah. I was like, Lord, she covered all of this. This is so good. Amen. So we're on one accord, and I thank God for you. I thank God for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Good word. Amen. Amen. Minister Faye. Hallelujah.
Thank Welcome you. Minister. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
and thank you for this opportunity. My subject is, why am I here? There is hardly a person on this planet who hasn't asked him or herself this question. The world was destroyed, and only 8 people were saved. Noah and his family and the animals got selected. Genesis 6:13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So what was the new plan? In Genesis 7:1, and God said unto Noah, come out, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis 9:1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Genesis 9:8, and God spake unto Noah and to his sons, and with him saying, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowls, of the cattle, and of every beast, covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there be any more flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and earth. Did you not know that you are part of Noah's family? Remember, Noah was a righteous man, The biggest privilege a man can have is to live for the Lord. How many people do you think have killed themselves because they felt they didn't have a reason to live? Where are all the teens that felt they had to leave home to find themselves? How many have dragged themselves to death because they felt they had no one to talk to when the Lord was there all the time? Nimrod was a hunter, and he thought that he had a bright idea. The thought was to build a tower so high that if it ever rained again, water would not destroy it. So he did that, and he built it. And apparently he did not know God's plan, Genesis 11, 1 and 9. And the whole earth was of one language. And it came to pass that as they journeyed from the east, that they found a land of Shinar, and they built there. And they said one to another, go let us make brick and burn them thoroughly, that they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to and let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children had builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And they began to do, and nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to and let us go down and go down there, confound the language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the earth and all the earth, and they left off to build a city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound the languages. And for that reason, they were scattered abroad, which is what the Lord wanted them to do. I did it my way. That's what a lot of people say, but how did it turn out? The answer is my own person. I'm my own person. Newsflash, we were bought with a price. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for our salvation and for us to have a chance to live in freedom. I heard people say that this world is going to hell in a handbasket. I want to believe that there will be no people in heaven. There will be more people in heaven than will be in hell. What are you doing to help the situation? The Lord said, go in my vineyard and work, and whatever is right, I will pay you. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the days draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You can read all the books. You can do many great things, but what will it matter if you refuse to give your life to the Lord? You can make all the money for decades, but what will it matter if you lose your soul? We have another home on the horizon, heaven or hell. Which will you choose? You have a job. You have a job to do. Are you wasting time? All you will ever need or want, you can find in Jesus. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Faye. Wow.
Thank you.
That was a good word. Why am I here? Hallelujah. You went all the way back to Genesis, and then you came to the point at the end. Nothing matters but giving our life to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So thank you
Jesus,
so much for that. Amen.
Thank you. And
where you are, amen. I said, oh, she sounds like an evangelist here. Preaching a word like that, a woman after my own heart. Praise God. So at this time right now, this is a good time to talk about salvation. Amen. And then we'll go on and hear the rest of the word that, that people have. Anyone else? Pressure number one key is still time for that. But I'm going to stop right here because what she said was just so good about really nothing matters. You can have so much success, and she mentioned some key things. I just look at these young, beautiful people, healthy people, just committing suicide. You know, I was like, Lord, you know, these young ones to know you. They need to know that there is hope in you. They need to know who they are, why they're here, you know, whose they are in you, Lord God. So right now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. What better time than to stop right here and say it after we just heard a wonderful salvation message. We have a couple of scriptures that the Lord has us standing on. There's many more. But John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So God so loves us. Amen. And why are we here? To know him as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We're not our own, as she said. Amen. And that he wants more people in heaven than the ones that will go to hell. Glory to God. Amen. And so the way that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is Romans 10:9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I believe you died for me.
Forgive me of my sin.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Help me
to follow you.
And
now I know.
According to the Bible,
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
And more and more every day, the Lord will let you know why you are here. God has a purpose. He has a plan for your life. And you can only know the purpose and the plan through him. And we're all learning little by little as we walk this earth with him as our Lord and as our Savior. Hallelujah. And just hang on with us, and we'll let you know how Get 'Em Radio can partner with you. You can partner with us so that you can learn more about why you're here and learn more about who your Lord and Savior is. Amen. And hallelujah. We're going to go on, and we praise God for those who prayed that prayer for the first time. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior and your Lord. And we pray right now that he will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with fire and with power right now in the name of Jesus, so that you have power to walk right, power to live right, hallelujah, power to do right in the name of Jesus, that his power is all through you right now. In Jesus' name, and even as you read the Bible, you'll have the power to understand what the Bible is saying and to walk in what you understand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to encourage you guys. We have two more people who are in line now to, two more people who are going to share a word. Today, you guys are doing great. So anyone else, if you have a scripture, you have a topic, then you can go ahead and speak the word for 5 minutes. We have a few more 5 minutes left. So jump on in. Press your number one key. If you have a devotional, you can read your devotional. You got some scriptures that the Lord laid on your heart. You can read or recite those scriptures for us. But we want to hear today. Amen. Pastor Price, we're going to open the line for you. Minister Amber is next, and then anyone who presses their number one key after that. And if somebody wants to sing a song, I'm not picking on you, Sister McDowell. I love you so much. I'm so glad you joined us. Amen. You can definitely sing if the Lord leads you to. And Sister Kamala, I'm so happy to see you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. And Minister Rachel and family, good to see you all this morning as well. Opening the line now for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom and Pastor Mark and all of the precious saints in your respective places this morning on this first Sunday in the month of March. And the word that the Lord has laid upon my heart for these next 5 minutes is that God wants to stir our remembrance. You know, this is Communion Sunday, and he says when we took communion, to do it in remembrance of him. In 1 Peter 1:13, Peter began to say, "Yea, I think it is meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, this body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." So God wants me to stir. He wants to stir through me our remembrance in two areas in these next 5 minutes. Number one, that we were made by God to walk in dominion and in authority and with power. In Genesis 1:26-28, the word of God said, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." From the very beginning, God caused us to walk in dominion and in authority and power. In Revelation 5:10, it says, "And has made us, God has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." We're not only made to be that God is our king, he said, "But I've called you also to be made kings and priests," in Revelation 5:10. Then he goes on further, Jesus does, in the New Testament, Luke 10:19. He's establishing that he wants us to walk in the dominion and in the authority and power that he's given unto us. Because one of the things that happens when things are attacked in our body, when we're attacked in our body with different things, not only in our body, in our finances, in our mind, our will, our emotions, in every area, we need to understand that God has called us to rule and reign in him. Jesus, the word of God says in Ephesians 1:17-23, that Jesus is the great head of the church, and he's far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named. That's what Jesus is, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come. And in Ephesians 2:6, it says, we are now seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're in him. So if we're in him, he's called us also to rule and to reign. He said in Luke 10:19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So when things begin to come into our life, I was attacked. I had Lona Doon cookies. They have a little Lona Doon cookies. Did not realize it had soy in it. And I'm not claiming any allergic reactions. I still won't claim it. But I had a very severe allergic reaction because of the soy that was in those Lona Doon cookies. And so in the midst of that, I rebuked that in Jesus' name. Even though I may have taken a Benadryl to help to counteract it, but the first thing I did was rebuke that allergic reaction down to my DNA in the name of Jesus, using that authority that God gives unto me and us as believers. And remember, Luke 10:19, Jesus said, remember, we've been called to rule and reign. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." It didn't say it wouldn't come, but he said that I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And Mark 16, when Jesus went to go to be with the Father, he began to give us delegated authority. And he said in Mark 16:17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." He said, "In my name." So now he said, "In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Philippians 2:9, of course, you know, says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every single name, the name of Jesus Christ, that at the name of Jesus, every knee of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Let us remember, never forget that Jesus is our great example. Remember again that he would rebuke a thing. Mark 4, verse 39, he would give it a charge and an order. He says, I want to remind you of this on a weekly and daily basis so you can use that authority that you have as a believer. Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves, commanded and ordered them to be quiet and still. And that's what God wants us to do, rebuke a thing. Somebody said, I don't have the right to rebuke anything. But Jesus says, now I've given you delegated authority. Remember in Mark 9, where Jesus rebuked the suicide spirit and the deaf and dumb spirit that had often thrown a little boy into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. I got a little bit. I gave a little thing in there, but I'm going to get ready to close, Apostle, and charge and commanded that spirit to come out of that boy and enter no more into him. We have to use that same authority. And remember that we've been given delegated authority to use the name of Jesus. And then as I close, the second area that God wants to stir us up in is that although we've been given delegated authority and power by God, we must always remember that our intimate relationship with God is vitally important. We must always remember that God wants a relationship with us. It's not just a religion. God wants us a relationship. He reinstated that in John 1:12, that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He gives us an invitation to come unto him. You read that. You said that this day, Apostle Mark, in Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come unto me, he says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants us to have a relationship with him. It's good to have the authority and the power, and we must remember we've been given that. But it's also that he says, come to me. Don't worry about anything. But instead, come and pray and talk to me about everything. He wants us to know that we can have a relationship with him. I went a little few over my little time, but I thank God for that word from the Lord, and I give glory to God. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I just feel like God is doing something because it's so many confirmations that the words that come out and that you would say, you know, your topic is stir up our remembrance. And I don't think I've ever played that song, Jesus, I'll Never Forget What You've Done For Me. But the Lord just, he just laid that on my heart, you know, so much on yesterday. It's like, get that in there. And then, you know, and play it after the communion, you know, because we do it in remembrance of him. And it's like, and then don't forget, you know, what I've done for you. And so this is just really so good. And, you know, the part you were talking about, that we're to walk in his dominion and his power. We are kings and priests, and God has called us to rule and to reign. This morning in my devotional time, I was talking to the Lord, and that scripture came up about rule in the midst of your enemies. And then what Pastor Mom, the scripture she had this morning, Psalm 23, that came up too, how he'll prepare a place before us in the presence of our enemies, you know, so that we can rule in the midst of our enemies. And then, you know, you talked about we're here to rule and to reign, and we have power. We have dominion. We have authority. He has given it to us. Amen. And so, and then, like you said, more than anything, we have the relationship with him. Praise God. And so I'm just so blessed because I see the God connection in the midst of all this. He's connecting all of these things together, things that he talked to me about when we work together, and then we come together and everything comes together. Amen. Oh, and also, you had mentioned, Pastor Price, you had mentioned that Ephesians 17 through 23 and Ephesians 2 and 6. And this was maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. And you said, you know what? You should read this every day. This was on your date night with the Lord. You said, you should read this every day. And I said, you know what? I'm going to read this every day. So I've been doing that every day since you said that. And then I wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? No, I'm not going to sing the song. And so for me to memorize something and for it to really go in my spirit, I sing it. And when I sing it, it's like it's so there. So thank you so much. Hallelujah. Such confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Okay, let's go. I'm loving all of this morning. I'm having a good time. I feel like I'm feasting on the word. Hallelujah. So we have Minister Amber, who's going to be next. And then we will have Pastor Mark. And then we'll have Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Okay.
Hello.
Well, good morning.
Happy Blessed Sunday.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My message for today is called Spring Up in Christ. That is Spring Up in Christ. And I'll give some ways that of how spring shows us some great things about God. The first way that spring shows us about God is that God is joyous. And especially after a long, cold winter, when that first tulip poke is hit off the ground, joy comes from the earth. When the birds return to singing their songs, joy comes to the sky. With more color, more sounds, and more smiles, God, our creator, has given us a glorious gift of spring to show us what joy is. Joy is when children are playing outside. Joy is when you see the sun shining. God created everything to show us his joyous nature. And God is joyous and life-giving. Through this season of spring and upcoming of spring, God shows us a renewal of life and joy in Jesus. Life after death, joy after sorrow. It says in Songs in 2:11-12, see, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. And the next thing that God shows us about spring is God is our caretaker. God created all of us, and He us as well. And so when I think about God taking care of us, this whole week I've been having like a vision of how we are God's property. And so it says in Isaiah 43:1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by the name, thou art mine. We are God's. We are his property. And the vision that's been coming in my head is imagining that we are, that it's a house. And the landscaping outside is perfectly trimmed. We are God's property. And God takes care of us like he would, like a person would take care of their property. He'll make sure everything is just perfectly lined. Imagine your landscaping, your home outside, perfectly lined. There's no dust anywhere. Everything is working perfectly in perfect order. The air conditioning is just right. Everything smells clean and fresh. And with thinking about that, I looked at what it takes to upkeep a home. And that just makes me feel so much grateful for how God keeps and upkeeps us and takes care of us. It says that during springtime, most of us are eager to throw open the windows and clean out our closets. But it's also time to give your house an inside and out cleaning. And that's what God does for us. So here's the, they said this is the checklist for home maintenance. It says first you have to clean up the ground. It's a spring cleanup. Start outside, raking up any remaining leaves that survived during the winter, and lay down mulch in your flower bed and beneath the hedges. Next is your trees. If your property has any trees, have them inspected by a certified arborist who can check the signs of anything that's going on with your trees in case they need to be cut down or trimmed and things like that. Next, the lawn and hedges. You reseed your lawn, fully in bald patches before the summer heat. Plant your perennials and give them plenty of water. And so later in spring, when the grass turns bright green again and the lilacs bloom, it was time to fertilize the lawn. Next, say goodbye to your snowblower and hello to your lawnmower. This is the time to refuel your lawnmower and give it a checker before the grass gets too long. Next is outside of the home. You have to inspect. Walk around your house. Are there any cracks in the concrete? Is the driveway in good condition? Check the roofs for any signs of any broken shingles. Look up at the chimney for signs of wear. Check the facade and foundation for cracks or signs of water pooling. The gutters. The gutters control the flow of rainwater on your house, protecting your roof, siding, and foundation. You have to unclog those gutters that can cause a roof to leak or infiltrate your house. Next, paint. Exterior paint looks nice and protects your shingles from water damage. Look for signs of peeling or chipping, so you can. And this is the time to renew the paint as well. Give your house a good bath. It says spring is a good time to give the house a good scrub, washing all the winter away. Take the storm windows off and wash the windows inside and out. The house can sometimes get grimy, but during springtime is the perfect time to renew and refresh the home. Next, your patio or deck. You may use your deck all winter, and chances are it has a layer of winter grime across it. Keep it clean and inspect your deck, looking for signs of any cracked wood, and put a protective coating over it. And if you have a pool, it's time to open it back up again, and so you can treat it and make sure it's clean and all the filters are working good. And lastly, there's two more things. First and then next is plumbing. Give your pipes a good look at. Check under the sinks to make sure there are no signs of leaks. Look up at your ceilings, too. Make sure there's no water stains or anything like that. And lastly, the chimney. Even if you do not regularly use it, the chimney still needs a regular checkup because it can hold different types of gases. But with a good checkup, you can check it to make sure everything is clear to keep the air inside breathable. So, as all that long list of things that is a home maintenance, how much more does our Father God take care of us as his property? He's making sure everything is upset. And nothing, all the windows are sealed inside the home. All the installation is good. You're staying warm in the winter and cool in the springtime. It says in Zechariah 2:1, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants all other field to everyone. He gives us his pruning. He takes care of each and every one of us. In the springtime, sometimes he will prune us, and sometimes pruning hurts. And sometimes the scrubbing of the outside of the walls may hurt sometimes, but he never leaves us to fend for ourselves. He is the best gardener, the best vineyard owner, the best shepherd, the best caretaker that we can ever have. And lastly, you must remember during this springtime and into this new season that God is faithful. He is always faithful. Spring proves that God is faithful and that he always keeps his promises. God orchestrates the cycles of the days and the seasons of the year. In the late autumn and winter, the leaves fall and they shrivel and things like that. The flowers may go away, the grass goes away. But every spring, there is a renewal of life. Those plants have to wither so that we can make way for new life. Just as God sent his son to die to give us life, God is faithful. Through this life, more abundantly comes. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So I pray that as you enter this new spring, that you will envision yourself as God's property and know that he's taking care of every single part of you, outside, inside, even the places you don't even know that need to be upkept, he's upkeeping it. And I pray that God that you will spring up in Christ this spring season. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Spring up in Christ. Hallelujah. We are God's property. Glory to God. That was so good. Now, I'm always saying how this is like such a confirmation with me. You know, I was thinking about, you know, Pastor Mom, well, some of you may or may not know, Pastor Mom and I are looking for a house. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over that. And so what a wonderful checklist. Hallelujah. You know, and thinking about, yeah, this is God's property. So whenever he provides it for us, it's his property. Praise God. And just like he has taken care of us, he'll take care of the property as well. Amen. And just love all those scriptures and even the flowers coming out. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much for that word. It was good. Amen. Hallelujah. We are God's property. And that is something to meditate on. Amen. So thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. And I want to thank Minister Amber publicly again. She's such a blessing to us. She's our musical engineer. So all of these wonderful songs that we have on, she takes care of it for us. And so we give God glory and honor, you know, for all that God has her to do for us. Amen. And she's always so willing. Even when I send her something late at night, glory to God. And she's working on her term exam. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. Amen. Okay, now we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Mark. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really don't have to say much because right now everybody should be shouting that I'm saying anything at all.
Yes, yes, we are.
Glory
and
to
we
God.
Know it's God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, this week I experienced some confirmation, some deliverance, and some things that really blessed me, and I've been trying to hold it. I preached to one of my buddies yesterday, and it's like, oh man, you preaching? I'm like, okay, I can't help it. It's like, you know, fire set up in my bones, and so I just wanted to share this with you. I'm coming from a strange place in one sense because many people don't go there, but I wanted to go there. Psalms 32.
Okay.
Psalms 32, in particular, I want to center my thought on the seventh verse of Psalms 32. And while you guys are getting there, this psalm is one of David's psalms. It's part of what they call the I don't know if I'm gonna say it right. Penitent psalms. You know, the famous one is probably Psalms 51. You know, where he's giving penance to God and repenting and all of that. And this Psalm 32, the title that I have for it is Blessed Are the Forgiven.
Amen.
Blessed are the forgiven. Blessed are the forgiven. And the verse 37, what I want to center on, it says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt encompass me with the songs of deliverance, Selah. And that's the King James Version. The Message Bible Version says it this way. He says, God's my island hideaway. Keeps danger far from the shore. Throws garlands of Hosanna around my neck. And I was like, wow, God, that's just awesome. And so I've spent several months, really, in the last 3 or 4 months in particular, just spending time hiding in God. And to the point where I was beginning to think I was putting myself into a prison, you know, And God said, no, you weren't going into a prison. You were in an island. Didn't you have everything you need? You were like you were on an island all by yourself. In the middle of winter, you were still like you were in an island. I kept all kind of trouble and danger from you. And so I'm saying to someone that I wanted to just share with you today, I don't care what you're going through, whether it's the enemy on the outside or the enemy in the inside. Because sometimes that enemy that's in me can be the greatest danger that you have. But in God, because he has given you of all of your sins and all of your shortcomings. I'm going to go back to Barbara's first word and some of the word threads that's been going through. We can have peace with God.
Amen.
Peace that passes all understanding. Peace that guards our heart and mind. And so we're blessed.
Yes.
Because we have a Lord and a Savior who died on the cross for us. Not because we deserved it. It's because he has forgiven us. He has a hiding place for us.
Yes.
He has a place in his bosom that we can just lay our head in and rest in him.
Hallelujah.
Even in the midst of everything that's going on inside, outside, and around us. And he will give us songs and songs of deliverance. Mm. He will give us a garland of hosannas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To place around our necks. Blessed are the forgiven. Blessed are those who can hide in Jesus. I laugh about one thing and I have to bring it up. It seems like this one commercial says, you can't play hide and seek in the desert. There's no place to hide. You can't get behind the cactus. You can't get in the hole. I laugh about this commercial. But I tell you, even in your deserted, seemingly troubled world, you can go to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's always a hiding place.
Oh.
Blessed.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you there, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed are the forgiven. Hallelujah. And that hiding place, I could just see that hiding place, that island hideaway. Hallelujah. I kind of like Jamaica myself. But that, I can see that in Jamaica. Feel the breeze and everything and just hiding out in the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that we are forgiven and he gives us peace. Amen. And so that's really a confirmation to me as well, you know, at this time. You know, being with Pastor Mom, spend a lot of time with her and everything. And the Lord said, enjoy this time. This is good stuff right here. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I do, but then I have time that I can rest as well, and I can be in his presence as well. Hallelujah. And so he's given me this wonderful opportunity to hang with Pastor Mom, to love on Pastor Mom, and she love on me. I'm on an island right now. I'm on a good island. Amen. With the Lord and having a good time with him. So, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, and I haven't worn a necklace in I don't know how long. And he said, put that necklace on this morning. I'm like, okay. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And I thank the Lord that he allowed you to speak today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And whenever he wants you to speak again, you let us know. We good. We good. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go on to Minister Rachel.
Unless there's anyone else, she's going to be the last one, and her and her family today. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi.
We're going to read Psalm
91.
All the way down to verse 9.
He that
dwells. No, all the way to verse 16.
Psalm
91. And the heading
Let me
will
the first
be, because it's in my Bible,
yes.
The security of the godly.
Let me see the first. Let me say the first. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is
my
refuge and my
fortress,
my God,
in Him will I
trust.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me.
Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Hallelujah.
He shall call upon me,
and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble.
I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah. Love you all and Pastor Mom too.
Love you.
Bye.
And everyone on the line.
God bless you all.
Bye.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Bye. I'm going to watch a movie.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Good. That was so good. Good job, everybody. Praise the Lord.
And
we can hear everything so clear. You guys are so articulate. Thank you. Amen. Now, Mr. Rachel, did you want to say anything else?
Yes, I was like, God bless Uncle Mark, because what he was saying is encouraging. Because sometimes we be our own worst enemies, and we have to just know that we are forgiven, know that we're loved, know that, you know, God, when God said things, it's a guarantee. When I look at the scripture in Hebrews 13 and 8 and says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, he has me to yell out, he's always my justifier, he's my sanctifier, he's my healer, he's my keeper, he's still the same. And just keep yelling out who he is, who he will always be.
Yeah.
He'll never change. He'll never stop being our salvation. He'll never stop being our helper.
Amen.
He'll never stop being our keeper. He'll never stop being our restorer. He'll never stop being our forgiver, our salvation. Everything that we need, he will continue to be forever.
Amen.
That's good. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, thank you all so much. Praise God.
Like, I was good hearing comfort. A song as I was saying what I was saying. Remember that song? So amazing.
Amen.
He is so amazing. As you think of all of that, he's just amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Love you all.
Love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Sister Monica, I see you there. Shout out to you. We sang happy birthday to you earlier.
go back and listen to the listen to the broadcast. We did sing happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to you for tomorrow. Amen. And Sister Camilla, I hope I'm getting numbers right. Amen. Like I said, so good to see you. Thank you for hanging with us all this time. We praise God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I was checking, make sure I'm talking to the right person. Thank you. Yeah, I see you on that. Thank you all so much. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close. Let me just tell you briefly what's going to happen in our Get 'Em Radio family this week. We are just so totally excited. And I know I'm moving kind of fast. I'm going to go back and say thank you all of you. Such great words this morning. Every one of you. Amen. Just had such a wonderful time. I think I got about 4 or 5 pages of notes right here. Amen. So I was taking notes real fast today. So thank you all so much. I really appreciate it. And it's meaningful to us to hear from you. And East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been known for years for tag team preaching, and known for years for people who have come on and stepped into ministry, and we're here to help you to step into all that God has for you. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. We know that you're here as long as the Lord has you here with us. And at any time, he'll have you fly like an eagle and soar. And we're happy about that. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. So I'll tell you what's going to go on with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Tomorrow we have our Bible teaching. And that's going to be Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Same phone number. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have room if anyone wants to have 15 minutes to pray in tongues because we have four volunteers who pray in tongues about 15 minutes, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And God's been giving us some awesome interpretations. Then on Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up, this month is moving fast. We're at the second Wednesday already this Wednesday. And every second Wednesday we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. We'll have Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey, with us. And God has been healing in such. So that'll be this Wednesday, March the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On this Thursday, we'll continue on with our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. We have a special guest. She's a gospel recording artist. She is an artist. She is also an author and a minister. And God is, she's just been flowing in beautiful generational blessings. We've heard of generational curses, but what does a generational blessing look like? And her name is Minister Jackie O. Kelly. She's one of 10 children, and all of them are just blessed in the arts. Hallelujah. And in ministry. So join us. We're going to be talking about, you know, what she's done as a minister, a musician, an author, and an artist. So we get to see how God put that together. We're going to look at individual things first, and then we're going to put everything together. Praise God. So that's every Thursday in the month of March, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then next Sunday, we'll be back again with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and our very own Pastor Mom McCoy going to be bringing the word. And you know, with Pastor Mom, she hides that word in her heart. Hallelujah. And so if you all have some words that you've hidden in your heart and you want to recite those, you know, some of that next week, we'll be open for that as well. Praise God. So God bless you all. We already prayed the prayer of salvation earlier. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom is going to close us out in a word of prayer. Now, does anybody want to say anything? I'm going to quickly open up everybody's line, and then Pastor Mom is going to close us out in prayer. Everybody's line is open. If you don't want to say anything, put your mute on, and we're getting ready to close out. But we want to give you an opportunity to say something if you want to.
Hey, Aunt Bobby and Aunt Willie. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you.
Okay, honey. We almost missed you today.
Yeah, the hospital, it drops calls. And if you go in certain areas, I lose service. So.
Oh, you at work today?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were at work. Well, thanks for coming on for a little bit, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Good to see you. Amen. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. I'll send you a text or something tomorrow for your birthday. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else? You want to say anything? All your lines are open. Okay. Then Pastor Ma.
And may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch. Between
me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent. One from another.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. I know I had a good time today, and I pray that you all did too. Praise God. And amen. So have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.